Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark. For over 10 years, dominating the podcast world. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have some fun. Let's welcome your hosts, Blake, Sal, and Mark.
Hello and welcome to the Blake and Sal Show with Mark, episode number 494. I am one of your hosts, Blake, and not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to the show today. This is gonna be a lot of fun. Let me bring on one of our co-hosts. First of all, the man in the mental legend, Mark, Dad, is off this week because we're talking hockey, and what's the point of him being here? Because he's just gonna be bored anyway. So why bother to invite him on this show? There's really no point. But let's you know I'm right. Let's bring on the biggest heel in podcasting, the man who was just dealing with the ridiculous parking problems outside his house, outside his apartment building, right before we came on the air. Sal, how you doing?
Wonderful.
You're the sarcasm dripping from your voice already. We're 5 seconds into the show.
You know, it's nice working a 12-hour shift and then having to circle the block for 25 minutes trying to find a parking spot.
But okay, the question is, were you able to see the parking spot? Now, here it's foggy as fucking hell. So
it was like that this morning, but okay, it's clear now.
And it took CJ to my Yu-Gi-Oh! Club. His Yu-Gi-Oh! Club. And I couldn't even find the building that he's supposed to be at. That's how foggy it is. Like, I couldn't even find the building.
Like, okay, Silent Hill.
No, seriously. I couldn't find it. If there wasn't with a Meyer next to it that was well lit, I wouldn't have been able to see the building. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, so, anyway, before we actually bring our people on, what are we opening the show with?
I was trying to think of something appropriate, and we always play that hockey song a little too much. So I'm like,
we do.
Right, what was that theme from like two playoffs ago? I'm like, oh yeah, let's do that Fall Out Boy song.
Perfect.
So Fall Out Boy, my songs, Know What You Did in the Dark.
And I love Fall Out Boy songs because they're always like 17 words and it's ridiculous. I do love a good Fall Out Boy song.
Yes, I know.
But he said that I'm like, oh, Fall Out Boy. I'm never going to say no to Fall Out Boy. Ever. All right, so this is going to be a fun one. We have one of our regulars, and we have somebody new here on the line. Let's start with our regular, because any excuse to play his theme music is good enough reason for me.
Yes.
Let's bring on Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, the more and more I'm on lately, I actually start to think that you actually only invite me on to play the theme song.
You know what's funny? And that's not a thing, but I do look forward to it every time you come on. Because the best part is, like, the fun part is, because we do the playoff stuff, you don't hear the theme song. So it's, for more of my fun is watching you, like, dance in the Zoom window to your own theme music. Like, part of that is fun for me. As a matter of fact, like, I remember from the year-end show, like, when we did the live show in Jersey, like, that was, like, the number two clip, but I had to make sure that was on there, because it was one of my favorite moments, is watching you dancing to your own theme music in person back in February last year.
The live show. No, I get that. No, that was a lot of fun that time, too. But no, always a pleasure to be here. You know that.
Of course. Oh, of course. It's hockey related, so of course you're going to be here.
As a person I text.
I said, we're doing this today. But real fast, we did have because originally our plan was to bring on our entire panel from our normal playoff panel. Leandra couldn't be here. Her fiance didn't look at the calendar and made other plans tonight with her. So I told her to go enjoy herself. But we do have someone else here that a friend of me and Sal's. And also, he's been over on my podcast. If you watch this in the G5 or listen to the Miracle episodes, he was over on that show. So first time on this show, and first time on this show means Let's see if this works. Because the last time we had a new person on sale, the Steam music didn't work through the Zoom call. So let's hope this works this time. All right, here we go. A world's about to break. Tormented and attacked. Lost from when we wake. With no way to go back. I'm standing on my own. Let's bring on Fram Rant from Random Chatter. It's Tim. Tim, welcome to the show.
Guys, thank you. I have never had, I've never been played into a show before. So, like, that's fantastic. Plus, I mean, music that I don't have to put into a show in post-production is great. This is fantastic. It's nice to not be a showrunner. No, thank you. I'm super excited to be here. I'm really excited to talk hockey and all the touchdowns that they'll make. I'm a big hockey fan. You know, NHL wise, I'm really, I've always been a Kings fan for a long, long time. But my local team, the Utica Comets, is the New Jersey Devils affiliate, which then by default makes me a New Jersey Devils fan. And I think I'm pretty sure that's the only reason why those assholes talk to me. So that's it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
Probably if I didn't like the Devils, it wouldn't even be me.
If it makes you feel any better, makes you feel better, Mike the Penguin fan.
and he got yelled at by Deb Placey.
Yes, we are. Okay, yeah. For the 100% legitimate, Mr. Penguin fan over here on this podcast a long time ago, and we played this in the live show last year, he got yelled at by Deb Placey.
That's fantastic.
That happened. So
we had a difference of opinion.
You know, pretty much every night that hockey plays here in Utica, I have a difference of opinion with the referees.
That
sometimes even with our coach.
I think it's called NHL. I think it's called NHL referees. It's called NHL referees too. So don't feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah, oddly enough, they don't care.
I know they don't.
Not one of them has cared about my opinion. Very sad. Very concerning.
Oh, so before I forget, I want to make sure I said it because we've never played that song before. That was actually the Fighters One, the old Avengers Mighty, the old Avengers cartoon theme, done by Downstate, who does a whole bunch of wrestling themes. And so I found it on YouTube this morning. Okay. I found it on YouTube this morning. I didn't know that was a thing until this morning. And I'm like, oh, this is completely different. And it's the same song I wanted to use. It's a more rocked up version.
That's fantastic. No, I am honored, and it's a great selection. And we're going to have fun. I'm looking forward to this. I have no idea how you guys are structuring this or what you're doing, but I am here for the fun.
No problem.
It's been a long ass
day. Don't worry, Matt.
They don't know.
I'm here for the fun.
They don't know.
You know what's funny? We did a bunch of drafts last year. I'm going to talk about what we're doing. I mean, we did a couple of drafts last year, and we were making it up as we went, so don't feel bad. We were making it up as we went along.
That's usually most of my days. I just make shit up as I go.
No problem. Yeah. Before we do that, Sal, the plug's out of the way for a fast. Mandy's book, I Know I Am, available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and R&T Publishing. Available in English and in Spanish.
Fuck them kids.
And you can go listen to the Mandy Show on all available podcasts and platforms, part of the Biggest House Show family. And real fast, I'll let Tim plug where he is from real fast while I get a couple things set up here.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you, Blake. I appreciate it. So you can find me over on the Random Chatter Network, randomchatter.com. You'll find me on the Random Chatter Show, which we've gone to recording occasionally, on Force Chatter, our Star Wars show, which you've gone to doing occasionally. But the kind of my show, the one that has my heart, is Guardians of the MCU. That is our MCU show. I'm showrunner of that, and I love that show, and we do that very, very regularly. So Guardians of the MCU, and you can find that on like all the podcasting platforms. So
and as I've joked with Eric, the only consistent show on the network. The only one. So Yeah, I've joked with him about that before, so don't worry about it. You're not the only one that thinks it.
Hey, and that's totally, I think Guardians has actually now become the most listened to show on the network.
There you go.
Nice.
Surpassing the Random Chatter show, which is what the network is named after. Yeah. So I mean, a little bit of pride. A little bit of pride there. I'm happy with it. So great people, great hosts, and we talk about some fun things. So appreciate everyone checking us out.
Absolutely.
Not so, everyone will though.
I'll put it on the bottom of the links here on our show. Oh, before I forget, make sure you follow us on Spotify, because I always forget to mention that part. Follow us on Spotify, it's very important. If you're on Spotify, go follow the show right now. All right. Let's hit this then.
And now, let's see what's going on in the wild world of sports.
All right. So today, what we're doing here, and by the way, for those wondering, since this is going up after the Royal Rumble, why are we not talking about the Royal Rumble? We're pre-recording this show before the Rumble, so we can't even tell you what happened today. So, just letting you know. Letting you know that right now. So, if my girl Bailey wanted, the reason I'm not celebrating is because we're pre-recording this show. Just wanted to throw that out there. But if you really want to see it, if she wins, go to my Instagram, because trust me, I'll be celebrating over there. Anyway, we are NHL. It is NHL All-Star Weekend, and I figured when I throw it on the counter and I throw out the dates lined up, I'm like, we could do something special here because they announced they're doing a draft, and we did this like a long time ago, didn't we, Sal? Like a long time ago, we did a one draft. It was you and guy we don't talk about anymore on the show, and ex best friend who's a dumbass, Tim. That's why.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, and you guys did that. I started the archives. I'm like, we should bring this back. And then when they announced the format of how they're doing the All-Star game this year with four teams, I'm like, well, we can make that work. We have enough people. I got our Rolodex to make this work. And originally, I was just going to moderate, but since Leandro's not here, I'll take off one of the teams as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to draft our own teams based on everyone that was picked for the All-Star game. And we're going to have some fun doing it. Before we do that, I do want to mention a couple things going on with the actual game. And two people, by the way, who are not eligible for our draft because they're injured and have been replaced are, unfortunately, Connor Bedard. And you can blame the Devils for that one.
Oh, no.
And Jack Eichel is also injured and been replaced. So they're both not eligible
for
our draft.
Can we just and can we just give the due for Connor Bedard? I mean, the kid's freaking amazing.
Oh, I can't argue that. I think Sal's just sick of him. Sal's just sick of him.
I get it. I mean, the very first game of the season that I watched was a Blackhawks game. And I think, like, every sentence, the announcers had to have the name Connor Bedard in every sentence throughout the entire game.
Yes.
But, I mean, truthfully, the kid's freaking incredible.
I also watched that game.
And, I think you. I didn't watch the game, but I got a graphic from that game. I got a graphic from it. But
just remember, Penguins did not give up his first goal. That was game two. lost, but
yeah. And I mean the hit that took him out. What, last week? 2 weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago now. Been a couple weeks ago now. Yeah. Time of the flash service, Tim. Don't worry. Time of the flash service.
All in all, I mean, I think it was a clean hit.
It was. And you know what? Blackhawks fans have said that. Blackhawks fans have not blamed him at all. They said a clean hit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, clean hit. It was a brutal hit. I mean, that would have probably killed any one of the four of us. So, I mean, props for Bedard for, like, living. I mean, I would have died if, I mean, holy crap. That truck was going, like, 90 miles an hour when it hit him. But yeah, I mean, hopefully he comes back soon, and it's a shame he's not in the All-Star game because I think he'd have a lot of fun doing it.
Agreed. So, I think he's gonna, yeah. That's the same game that Jack Hughes went down to. That was a really strange game, that Blackhawks Devils game. Yeah. That was a strange game. So many injuries came out of that game. I don't know what happened to that. The moon must have been full or something that night because everyone got hurt that night. It was weird. So before we get to our draft, I do want to bring up the celebrity side of this, which I love the fact that they did this. By the time people hear this, the actual draft has already taken place because this goes up on Friday. The draft happened on Thursday night. But if you're like Sal, you may have DVR'd and watching it on Friday because you work on Thursday, so you don't know. So if you did, if the I love the fact that they did this, and I'm going to go backwards on how I typed it out because of reasons, right, Sal? And so what I like about how they did this, they have teams and they have celebrity people with them, which I love. It's fun. So how they set it up is they have the team used, which is Jack and Quinn. Of course, you put them together. With Michael Blue Blay as their celebrity team captain, which I thought was hysterical. Not going to lie, that made me laugh. That would make me chuckle.
I just can't. No.
We have Team McKinnon, which is Nathan McKinnon and Kale McCarr, with Tate McKay as the celebrity team captain. Sure, why not?
Sure. I'm in for that. 100% I'm in for that.
Team McDavid, which is Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, which what I'm looking forward to is celebrity captain Will Arnett. I'm looking forward to that a lot.
I'll tell you, Will Arnett, he's grown on me. My wife and I are big fans of Lego Masters.
Lego Masters, yes.
And yeah, absolutely love Lego Masters. We watch it religiously. And, you know, early on, I was like we usually DVR most of our stuff. So I was really wanting to just like fast forward through any times that he was talking because it was just, oh man, it's just really like kitschy stuff. But I resisted the urge and I'm okay with him now.
I think
I'm
because okay. He's hosting the show and he's allowed to be wacky on a show like that. That's why it works so well. I think that's why it works.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
It does. And I mean, and we've actually have had some of the competitors on the Random Chatter show. Ramchatter.com, all sorts of good shows. Just yeah, you know.
Of course. Look at the bottom. Look at the bottom of the show. Look at the bottom of the show.
And I mean, and they said that like Will is actually he's very cool. He's really funny to be there with, and it's just kind of like, you know, some constant entertainment without being overly distracting. I mean, the stuff that we see broadcasting, and when these guys take like 8 or 12 hours to build something, there's obviously a lot of like dead time that we don't see. So I mean, really the only time that it's truly distracting is, you know, scheduled into production, but
that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. It's like a baking show. We don't see 90% of it. It's like that kind of show. Me and Mandy watch baking shows. So like, that's why I say that it's a nice little filler in the background when we're just kind of doing stuff. We put on those baking shows for background noise. It's fun. So,
yeah. And it subliminally has things going into your head about, you know, how to make a sponge cake. So then you can like rattle off the ingredients like that because you've heard it 80 gazillion times.
Or you watch World Cooked in America. You watch World Cooked in America and you realize how much of a better cook you are. You do that instead. Yes, that also works for you.
Absolutely.
But then our last team.
I have terribly derailed the show.
You know
I'm
what?
Sorry.
That's funny part. That's why I have a whole sound bit for myself doing that. Actually, if it was me.
Oops, Blake has lost track of the conversation.
Oh, that's outstanding.
We have sound bites for that. Anyway, but so anyway, the other team sounds giggling because he knows it's coming. He knows what's coming. It's been a long time. Team Matthews, which is Austin Matthews and Morgan Riley. By the way, Riley spelled wrong. I'm just saying that right now. and the celebrity captain. And Mike hasn't heard this in a long time. Sal's laughing. And I have to play this. It's been a long time.
Justin Bieber. Nobody fucking needs ya. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because you're a little cunt.
Justin Bieber is the team.
I have never heard that.
That is dumb. So Justin Bieber is the celebrity captain of the other team, Team Matthews. That was, by the way, from Hollywood Babylon. I took that from Hollywood Babylon.
It's been a long time since that got played.
I know. We haven't had a reason. We haven't had a reason to play that in a very long time. So, but I will say, though, it is very funny that they had all the Toronto guys together like that. That is pretty funny to me. I'm not going to lie. And I think it'll be more entertaining than we give me credit for, but I just need an excuse to play that. It's been a long time. All right, so let's actually do what we're doing. So we're going to be drafting, and so earlier today, I was trying to figure out how the hell we were going to do this and make it work, because I didn't want to have a shared screen going on this entire time with us, because that would have been hard for us and not make great audio. So I was trying to figure out how to do this. So I sent everybody a link with a spreadsheet, and there's two tabs of the spreadsheet. One is a player list of all the players we're drafting, and one is a chart that I'm going to be updating as we go along.
Fancy drop downs and everything.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Blake, like, went all out on this. I mean, I'm guessing, you know, this would have taken the average person probably about you know, maybe an hour to do for Blake, like at least 7 hours. So,
yes. So I had fun today putting this together. So I actually had to do a little math. I'm like, how many? So we each actually get 8 forwards. There's only 4 defensemen, period, that they actually pick for this game, which is hysterical to me. There's only 4 defensemen. I actually went through it twice to make sure what it was. So we get 1 defenseman each, and there's 2 goaltenders. They actually had to do that because there's 4 teams. They have to have 2 goaltenders per team. So you have to do that. It really has no choice for that matter. So we do have all that together. So I'm not sure how we're going to do this order-wise. So I think random generator, we have it went down the 1-4. On my sheet, it's me, Sal, Mike, and Tim in order on my sheet. So we'll just do that. I have a random generator on my end, and whatever comes up, you will see. And number 3 came up, so that means Mike will start us off. And then I think we'll just go in order. So it'll be Mike, Tim, me, Sal. We'll go in order to start us off. So that's how we'll do things. And pick whatever you want. We'll have some fun with this. And Mike, you can start us off if you'd like to go right ahead.
I wonder who I'm going to pick.
Oh, I wonder.
This is going to be such a surprise. I know. I'm just giving that moment for suspense. All right, that's enough of a moment.
Mean, I just met you and I know who you're picking. So,
What? There's no clue who I might be picking. I don't know at all.
I'm just writing down a time code right
it's
now.
It's Mario Lemieux. That's your pick.
Although, did you move your computer? Because last time I did the show, those versions were behind you. Did you move your setup? Like, that was behind you last time.
It's my laptop, so I can just move it wherever I want.
Fair enough. Okay.
It's the nice part of not being a professional. I don't have a setup.
Okay.
I plug you if I want anything. It's your show anyway.
You're not wrong.
Anyway, to get the ship going, I am, of course, picking the second oldest All-Star. I actually thought he was the oldest, but he's the second oldest. Sidney Crosby.
Yeah. What's funny is I actually already had it clicked on over here. I was just waiting for you to say it officially on my end.
And there it is.
That made it official. That was funny on my end. Like, I literally had it waiting for you to say it officially, saying click on it officially on my end.
I mean, it's not like he doesn't earn it. He's more than a point per game. He's the top point scorer on the team.
And he's your guy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, you just wait until like we're doing this like 14 years from now, and it's like, oh, I wonder who Blake and Sal are going to play. I still wonder.
So I just actually did. So, by the way, if you have the spreadsheet, I did just strike him out on your spreadsheet on your end, so it should be updating.
Wonderful.
As I go along, make life easier. Trying to make life easier for everybody here. Make it, that's one thing we always forget. Like, literally, one time we did a wrestling draft last year where we literally forgot a player. We forgot somebody completely. We forgot like people because we lost track of what we were doing. So that happens all the time. So Tim, it's your call. Go for it.
Oh, it's up to me. All right. So here's the thing. Blake, I'm not gonna steal your player because obviously I know who you're picking. And I'm gonna be nice and not pick your player. and because I mean LA doesn't even have a forward in the selection, which is like super disappointing and unfortunate and bad. I'm gonna make my uncle proud. My uncle's a big Bruins fan, so I'm gonna go for David Pastrnak.
Oh, there you go. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. And that goes to wonderful. Me. And if it's not obvious at this point, either me or Sal are gonna go. Which one of us went first? We knew where we were going with this already. And sorry, bro, I gotta go with them. I gotta take Jackie off the board. Jackie is coming off the board and going to me.
Okay.
He's gotta be. I have to do it. Like one of us had to do it right away. because if we
then I'll take his brother then. How about that?
Oh, sure, if you want. You're right.
Now they can't play together. How about that?
You know what's funny? I'm waiting for like a trade where one of the Hughes brothers actually trades one of them on and puts them on a different team just for the fun of it. I can totally see them doing that to be assholes. I totally see that happening. So there you go.
Here's the question though, is that we you know, kind of in violation of what the NHL has already set up, we separated Team Hughes. So
that we did.
Is that even allowed?
Well, you know what's funny is I'm surprised that I don't know what's going on in Tal's window right now.
Oh, my plant just fell over.
I've used that same excuse so many times, Sal. It's amazing. Yeah.
Pop is sound notes right now with me right now. Knows that I'm running down time code.
It literally just like timbered and just fell to the ground.
No. When he comes onto the screen, it looks like he's just picking up penguins. that's what his screen looks like when he's not disappearing into the background.
That is funny. That is really funny. There was one time we did a show with Mike, and Mike's phone just fell down, and it like, completely fell down. And he started freaking out. And, like, so weird shit happening with Mike's on the show. So don't worry, we need to show that happening.
At least I upgraded to actually being on my laptop.
Yes, we did.
Last it took me like 10 years being on the show, and this is what the second.
Well, third time.
Recording on your phone?
For years. There was one time.
Oh, yeah, I just did the Zoom on my phone, yeah.
One year, he did a special with us on D5. He did a special MMX special on D5. It was me, you, and Tyranny, right, Mike? And we had we were watching something. And he had the funniest part about this, he had a laptop. He's watching the video we're doing, talking about on the laptop, and he's still zooming on his phone.
Quality was better.
It was just so damn hysterical at the time. That was so funny to me. I remember that. Now looking back. Oh my god! All right. Let me get back up here because I had to write down a note because Sal's plant fell down. I had to write a note down on my phone.
Yes.
So all right.
Hold on, I'll show it again.
Okay, moving on. It goes back to Mike. Go ahead.
I didn't honestly think that he was going to make it to the second round, but how do you not take Connor McDavid? That's
he sucks. Boo.
If I didn't
actually take Pastrnak, I was going to take Connor McDavid.
Fair enough.
That's awesome, he was a very, very close second for me.
I was going to take Pasta if you took Connor, and like if he was still around. That's why I was like, But yeah. I mean, with the only option available, yeah, I'm going to go with Connor McDavid. I mean, he's still until Bedard shows me something or someone else shows me different. I know he's having a little bit of an off year, but he's still like one of the best players in the league. Easy, like top off three. Year. So
I agree.
Sal is in a very testy mood at night. He really is. When you're night shows, in a very testy mood. Can't find parking. His plant's falling down. I'm surprised his bird hasn't bit him yet. Like, I'm surprised his bird hasn't bit him yet. Like, that kind of a night. All right. The tip.
You know, so, I mean, for this one, I got to take care of my stepson and my buddy Seth, who are both big fans of the Avs. I'm going to go for Nathan MacKinnon.
Oh, very nicely played. Very nicely played. I was wondering when that was going to go down, as I'm my ring light is blocking a little bit of the screen here. There we go. Now I can see better.
I am not like generally not at all an Avs fan, but I MacKinnon's a solid player all around. Yeah, I think he can bring it. I think he can bring it.
Fair enough. By the way, for those listening, I will put a poll up on Spotify so you can vote who had the best team. So I'll just letting everyone know that. I will have a poll at the bottom of this episode.
Yes, all two of you can vote.
You guys have the same the same listenership that I do on my show. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Funny part is the number's gone down. The number went down when we moved over to Spotify. We changed everything here. We moved over to Spotify. So that sounds joke number went down.
Yeah, we were up to like 18 at one point, but now we're back down to 2.
So, all right, that goes to me. So, let me see what I want to do here. So I'm looking at the what we have going on. We have a lot of. Sometimes you forget just how talented this league is sometimes. So, how great these players are. But I think I'm going to do what we did the last time and break up another one of these NHL All Star captains and take Leon Draisaitl from the Edmonton Oilers.
Okay.
And it's just because I want to, and he's a great player, and he's under a free. If any other team, he'd be the top player on the team. Literally, any other team in the league, if it wasn't in Edmonton, he'd literally be the top player in the league. So, top player on the team. So, Sal, it goes to you.
He's on my fantasy team, so I might as well pick him here too. And I'm gonna pick Sebastian Aho.
Oh, well played. Well played. I forgot it was. You told me that too. You told me that a while ago. Yeah, there you go.
I was trying to get both of them, but then somebody snatched up the other one.
Hey, It happens. The order of events is how things work. That goes to Mike. Go ahead. We're in third round. Go ahead, Mike.
Third round. All right. Just because I feel like there's a big drop-off in the defensemen as opposed to the forwards, there's a lot of talent, I'm going to go with Cale Makar of the Colorado Avalanche.
Fair enough. That's a fair enough point. Yeah. Now, the last two defensemen listed are really strange ones. I'm not going to lie. It's one of those, like, we just need to test some defensemen eventually on here because it'd be all forwards if we didn't draft some people over here.
Yes.
All right. Send it over to Tim. Go ahead.
You know, I'm going to have to pop the goaltender cherry here.
Okay.
Goaltenders, you got to have a good foundation for a team. So, and I'm always a big fan of goalies. I'm going to go with Swayman.
Oh.
I'm going to, you know, double down on the Bruins here. And Jeremy Swayman, you know, great goaltender, great attitude, just fun to watch. Whether it's on the ice, you know, whether it's during a game or not when they're actually playing. Let's do it.
Did you put an X through this? An actual letter X?
Oh, whoops. I thought I was on mine. That's my bad.
You want to do that, please? Thank you. I was like, where'd it go? I've been doing strikeouts on my end.
I created my own, like, board. Like, I have my draft, like, I'm just going down the list. If my guy's available, I'm picking him. And Swimming was my, like, number
he
one.
He did a lot more work than we did on this.
Which one I was on.
Mike did a lot more work than we did on this. He did a lot more work.
I was ready.
The funny part is, you have a very hard, you actually work during the day on Thursdays, sort of Sal, the two of you work today. I really didn't work a whole lot today, so I just had to do this. I don't know how you had time to do a draft board. I have no idea how you had time to do that.
And it shows.
I know, seriously. Oh, man. So, anyway, sorry, my phone just buzzed about something. Anyway, let's move on here. I think I might want to knock a goaltender out of here, too. So I think I might actually go with Sergei Bobrovsky from the Panthers as my top goaltender because I don't want to get stuck with one of them on here. So I might as well pick one early. Sal laughs because he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So speaking of which, Sal, go ahead.
I'm going to go – I guess I'll do a goalie, too. And I'm only picking him – because I'm going to put the name I like to call him by on his jersey. And that is Shit Foreskin.
Let's see who Sal hated today.
Oh, my God. I did not expect you to actually pick him. That's hysterical. That is fantastic. I did not expect that.
And his jersey will say Shit Foreskin.
Oh, my God. It's almost like you knew I wanted a reason to play that. I mean, you wanted me to play that for you. Thank you. All right. Mike, goes to you.
Go. Rangers.
Well, I think we have two new options for Sal, the name of Sal's team. So, you know what? I'm going to make it 4-4-4. Everyone else is picking one. And just kind of keep the string going and get my first goalie on the team. I'm going to pick Connor Hellebuck.
Oh, nicely done. Very nicely done.
Yeah.
That's a sensible pick.
Not just being an asshole. Not just being an asshole pick. Oh, my God. All right. Over to Tim. Go for it.
All right. So here's the thing. I mean, you guys, Sal, you mentioned you do fantasy hockey. Blake, Mike, do you guys also?
I do not because I don't have the time. I would love to, but I don't have the time to handle a team.
I mean, fantasy hockey, far more time-consuming than the people who do, like, fantasy football.
I did fantasy football this year, and that was a lot easier to just say, set team, leave it alone. That's a lot easier.
Yeah, for that number of games, like, come on. That's nothing. But, I mean, I think a lot of people recognize that when it comes to, like, doing fantasy or betting on sports or something like that, you really can't go with your heart on these things. You can't say, like, hey, my favorite team or my favorite player. No, you got to go by statistics. Yes. I'm going to violate that 100%. and I'm going to go for Cam Talbot because I have to have a Kings player on my team. even though, and all due respect to Talbot, with the entire slate of goaltenders here, now I didn't look up the stats. He's probably, and he's not a bad goaltender, but he's probably the weakest goaltender amongst the entire slate here. But I'm still going to go for him because, again, I got to have King's representation. And I am also hugely conflicted since we're talking about goaltenders. We're talking about the Kings. The Rangers were just mentioned, and I'm sorry, I need to like clean my mouth out after saying that team name. My heart still hurts about Jonathan Quick, like tremendously. Did you guys see the game from a few days ago? Quickie's first game back in the Forum, back in LA. I still call it the Forum.
I didn't see it. No,
tears, tears when he came out on the ice, standing ovation from everybody, and he had his helmet up and he like tears streaming down his face. He's waving to the fans and everything. Like super, super well done. Of course, I'm kind of pissed because the King's social media accounts are like, oh, Jonathan Quick is back. Jonathan Quick is back. Screw you guys. You're the assholes who let him go and sent him to Columbus for 45 minutes. before he then went to, you know, Vegas for 17 days and then ended up with probably the team I wouldn't wish on anybody. but he's actually doing okay with the Rangers. So, I mean, I'm super happy for him that he's still performing. He's doing well, but my heart hurts with the loss of Jonathan Quick. So that's where I'm at.
Fair enough.
That was, God, that was so much like bullshit that I just spewed out there.
It's all good.
I'm sorry.
You fit it right in with the show. You really did fit it perfectly with us. They're all good.
Okay, good.
You're all good. So for those wondering, I have two setups here, and I grabbed the wrong mouse to go to the sport. I grabbed the wrong mouse because I have my actual
first world problems.
Well, it is because no, Sal, I didn't tell you. I have two computer setups. I have Mandy's computer setup and my own because I wanted to have the draft board up on the screen, and I grabbed my computer instead of the mouse on Mandy's computer by accident. So all right. Anyway, let's get back to this. I guess I should actually pick. Why not? I'll pick. Great player. Austin Matthews. Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm actually surprised he's been sitting here for this long already, but we have been doing goaltenders for a little while, so I see why. It's like when you're watching the NHL draft and they're like, we're taking a break from forwards for a while. We're gonna make sure we draft our goaltenders and defensemen in like the third and fourth round. And then we'll get back to everybody else. That's what it feels like right there. So there you go. That actually is rated my third forward. Wow, there you go. It's out to you.
I've had my eye on Brady Tkachuk, so that's who I'm picking.
What's funny is that was going to be my pick if I didn't say if I was actually going to be my pick too.
And Austin Matthews was going to be my pick if you didn't pick him. So.
That's fantastic. Why am I not shocked at the two of us that happened to the two of us? Why did that not surprise me at all? No, guys. Oh, yeah. All right, let's go over to Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I loved that whole spiel about, like, you know, you want to pick with your head and not with your heart. And I really took to that.
Shit, so somebody listened. There was one person, because I know Blake and Sal, they just tuned the fuck out. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for actually hearing me. I appreciate
Oh, you're welcome.
That.
You are heard and respected. So I will do the exact opposite, go statistically. And the top scorer remaining is Nikita Kucherov. So I will pick him.
Okay. You got me good on that. That was good. You got me on that one. Speaking of wise ass, let's go over to Tim. Go ahead.
Since Mike just stole Kucherov from me, so all the props that I just gave him, screw you. because he was going to be my next pick. But I will go with the next person down on my list. I'm going to go with Nylander. You know, again, great player, all around, solid scorer. I'm a fan. I'm happy to have him on my team.
Fair enough. That jumps over to me, and I'm trying to see the would have left on the defenseman. There's only two defensemen left, so I'm trying to see if I want to grab one or go back to forward right away because I want to fill this team out. I'll stay over at forwards. And I believe I'm going to jump. You know what? Why not? I'm going to actually pick another guy from Toronto and go with Mitch Marner. Because I actually didn't realize he was even an All-Star until I was typing out this roster earlier. I was like, oh, that's cool. He's one of the he's an All-Star now. I didn't realize that this year. So why not? Let's go with that. Sal, your turn.
I will go with Philip Forsberg.
Who I'm surprised I forgot about completely, even though I the Preds used to be my second team. Not so much as much as it used to be, because I'm not watching as much Predators as I used to. And I only won the one Admirals game this year. So, but ironically, so the Stadium Series is going to be my second hockey game of the year.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So, by the way, yeah, Tim, you're the only one on this panel that's not going to be at the Stadium Series.
Really?
All three of us are going to be at the Stadium Series.
Oh, good for you guys, though. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
So
that's,
I just want to throw that out
there.
That
should be a fun experience.
Yeah. It's Sal's second outdoor game, too. This is his second outdoor game. He was at the Yankee Stadium, Dell Rangers game. So this is his second outdoor game.
Yes. And I froze my ass off, and I loved every second of it.
That's right.
So I'm just, as I joked with him, because we had a really bad cold spell here, like right after we had the massive snow, and then we had like negative like 10 degrees and everything here in Wisconsin. Yeah. And I joked with him, I'm like, you know, if it's like 35 degrees, I may not even zip my jacket up. Like, I don't even bother. So anyway, let's continue on in the next round. Mike, go ahead, your turn.
All right. So I feel like he's been having a little bit of an off season. I know he missed a few games, but I definitely know once he gets going, he'll definitely pick it up. So I'm going to go with Krill the Thrill, Krill Kaprizov.
Oh, wow. Very nice. I didn't even think about him. Good call. Yeah, he definitely is having an off year, which is odd. But
yeah, I mean, he's missed like 10 games so far. I think he's
That's
had
nothing.
Like
Look at the Devils roster. That's nothing. So nothing. Look at the Devils roster right now. Jeez. Sal, would it be great to have a player only down for 10 games? Wouldn't that be great?
Imagine that, right?
I know. It'd be fantastic right now. Tim, go ahead.
I guess I'll pick my one defenseman.
Left too. As long as you left.
In this round, I'll go with Morgan Riley.
Oh, again, spelled wrong. But
yeah, I mean, you know, he's fine. Good player. I got nothing against him, you know, but yeah, whatever.
You got to pick a defenseman somewhere, so you might as well go that route, right? You might as well.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I'll continue filling out this roster, and I will jump over to the island and pick up Matthew Barzal. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Good choice.
Because I don't hate the Islanders as much as I hate the Rangers. So, go with... I always joke that the Islanders in our division is like it's like back when the Arizona Cardinals were in the NFC East, where they were a rival but nobody cared. It was that kind of thing. That's how I feel about the Islanders sometimes, where I don't really care if they do well because they don't really affect me that much. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sal, to you.
I guess I'm just gonna get my second goalie out of the way, and I'm just gonna get Thatcher Demko.
All right,
solid choice. If I didn't go with my heart on Talbot, Demko was going to be my choice from who was left. So,
fair enough. And that means
I like Demko. I like watching him play. He's a fun goaltender. He's super skilled.
All right, and let's go over to Mike. Mike, go ahead.
I'm going to keep the Canuck train going. Shocking that we've gone like a few rounds, and that's the first player from the best team in the league currently, or at least when this was reported. So I'm going to go with JT Miller. He's having a crazy year. I think he's fifth in scoring the league at the moment. One of recording, like I think he's just been having a crazy good year. So I'm going to go with JT Miller.
What a praise. I've been staring at JT Miller for a while, but I'm like, I'll pick other players above him. And you're right. I was thinking about him a while ago. I didn't pick him yet. So there you go. Tim,
I mean, best team. You got to start picking them off, you know?
Fair enough. Funny part is, here's the funny part about this. Is there's only one defenseman left. So I'm literally going to save it to the end because I'm the only one left with the defenseman on the board. So I'm just going to wait till later. So, Tim, go ahead.
It's kind of a given, so you're not going to waste your pick on...
Exactly.
On a guaranteed... You know, I'll go for Robert Thomas. I think the kid's pretty good. He's a good shooter. I'll take him on the team.
There he is. St. Louis. There it is. I have everything in order of team, and I'm like, oh, there it is. There he is. I tried to make it easier on myself in doing it that, and then I still couldn't find players. Go figure. By the way, Sal, best part is there's no spelling errors. today on this because I just copied from Wikipedia, so it made life easier.
Great.
So, Tim, I'm well known for when we do like games where like I have massive spelling errors. A lot of times on like games we play and stuff like that. So I will make fun of myself every time. I'll make fun of myself now over it. So, all right, back to me. Let's actually, I'm trying to get this stuff off the board here. I'm trying to figure out how I want to do this. Well, I might as well stick with Vancouver, as Mike make it very clear. We might as well stick with some of these Vancouver players. By the way, I do love the fact that, like, Vancouver and Toronto have, like, so many players because of fan voting. Like, it's hysterical to me.
Canadian All-Star Game, All-Canadian All-Stars, basically.
I know, pretty much. It just made me laugh when I was typing it out. So I'll go Elias Pettersson from the Vancouver Canucks. We have a lot of Canucks players to choose from, and you might as well pick another one here. And he's a good player. He's a really good player, so I really can't complain. Mm-hmm. So,
choice.
So, Sal, go ahead.
I guess I'll take the last one then. Brock Boeser.
Oh, might as well. You might as well. There you go.
Why not?
Oh, yeah, there's only one more Canuck left.
If Vancouver stock is hot, I need to take.
That's a good point. Mike, go ahead.
All right, so this one, let's see who we got standing here. Okay, we'll not pick a Flyer. We'll not pick a Capital.
You think we want to? The jerk.
Tim.
I took a fucking Ranger, okay?
On purpose.
Just to make fun of him, but still.
It still counts.
Yeah, that's fair. No, you know, I'm going to go with Clayton Keller. That's I feel bad that he plays for Arizona, but, I mean, he's a heck of a player. I feel like he'd be great on any other teams. Just unfortunate he's there. I mean,
come on. He went back to college and everything. Like, come on. Like,
all right, here was my big thing last year. Letang was up for, of course, like comeback player of the year for the second time for a second stroke. And Clayton Keller was up for it also because he broke his leg and played for the Arizona Coyotes. So I actually thought, you know, stroke, broken leg, and the Coyotes. I actually thought Keller should have won it, but of course I was happy that Letang did. But
I love how you were in that stroke, broken leg, and played the Coyotes.
Broken leg and Coyotes.
And we have ourselves a title.
Yeah. There you go.
With no context whatsoever. That's the best part. Oh man! All right, let's go to Tim.
You know, I think I'll go with Nick Suzuki. He's a good playmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm okay with the choice.
I love how at this point we're like, yeah, that's about who we're picking at this point. Yeah. We're at this point of the time. We're all doing that now. It's like, well, we have to pick people, so like we have no choice.
And then the thing is, it's the crazy part about this is that like these are some of the best players in the league. And we're like, yeah, you know, that guy's okay.
You're not wrong at all. That's the funny part about it. So, I'm still not picking a Ranger. I'll go Boone Jenner out of Columbus. At least he's not. I only have one more forward left, so I don't have to get stuck with a Ranger if I don't want to. So, that works for me. So I'll go Boone Jenner. We're at that point. You're right, Tim. We're like, yeah, okay, we'll go him. Sure. We'll do. Sal, go ahead.
Yeah. I'll pick the guy right below him. I'll pick Alex DeBrincat.
There you go. By the way, just so you know, Sal, you're only the math is not mathing here. Oh, the math is working. No, never mind. Because they have three forwards left, and you have, yeah, this makes sense. This doesn't make sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, so, good, go.
Yeah, I'll make I have everything go. Else filled out. That's why.
Yeah, good. Mike, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. Ugh. All right. I guess I'll pick Sam Reinhart. I think that's solid for Florida. I mean, he's not having a bad year either. I think he's a little over a point per game too. So.
So I'm just counting real fast because the math isn't the mathing for me right now. But go ahead, Tim, go ahead.
I'm going to pick the guy who replaced Connor Bedard on the list, and that's Kyle Connor from Winnipeg. which is like looking through the list here in the order of the teams, and I'm looking above Connor, and I see Tom Wilson. The Caps is like, wait a minute, I thought this was supposed to be the best players in the league. Like, all Wilson has, I mean, Wilson shows up to games. Good for him. Yay.
What does this do?
This is the participation award, so.
He's a bully.
Yeah, I mean, what does he actually do? I don't know. And I'm not meaning to disrespect the Caps completely.
I am.
But, I mean, really, I don't know. I'm going to end up getting stuck with him because you guys are bastards, but.
Sorry, I'm just doing some quick counting because we have six, seven forwards.
He's doing math.
No, I'm just trying to figure something out.
Is there like a musical interlude that you have? Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Sal.
Okay, no, it makes sense. For some reason, it didn't look right. But another counting player, it does work. Okay, cool. For me, it didn't look right at me for some reason. But maybe because I have so many more forwards on my sheet because of the defenseman issue. That's probably why the math wasn't working in my eyes. And now it makes sense. All right. So I'm going to pick my last forward since I am at that point. So I should pick my last forward, even though something just happened in my spreadsheet here. And I lost my bar. Let that on it. Let me fix that. But I think someone's fucking with me, but whatever. Wouldn't be surprising around here. Sal's been known to fuck with me, so it wouldn't even shock me if he accidentally pressed the button.
I swear.
See, when during the pandemic, we used to play a lot of game shows, and we have a lot of shared screen, and Sal would intentionally just start drawing stuff on the screen to mess with me, just to fuck around with me. So, like, no, I wouldn't put anything past him. But anyway, my last forward, officially, I'm going to go with Elias Lindstrom from Calgary. Just because we're going to see how long it takes to make Tim pick Tom Wilson.
See what I mean?
Style, go ahead.
I see that one of the aliases is an anonymous Kraken. Let's just pretend that's me, and I'm going to pick that Oliver guy from the Kraken.
Oh, that's amazing. That's fantastic. I didn't even catch that. Anonymous Kraken.
Well done.
That's fantastic. All right, I don't think it's you, because you can see it. I don't think it's you, but that's still fantastic.
That truly is.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Let me mark that off. So, Mike, go ahead.
Let's see what I need. I still have two forwards and a goalie. Both goalies suck equally, so I don't have to worry about that. So I'll let Blake pick my goalie for me.
It'll happen in a minute.
Listen, let's see. So, I mean, center-wise, we don't have a whole lot left. There's no way in hell I'm picking Flyer.
Or Tom Wilson.
Or Tom Wilson. No Flyer, no Cap. So it really leaves me two forwards to pick from. And shit, I have two spots. I don't have two spots. Like, fuck, I'm going to get fucked with someone, aren't I?
We all are.
Well, okay, I won't be
the one to pick.
There we go. I made a mistake, and I actually clicked the wrong person. So we're good. You do have the Sharks player left. So there you go.
Okay.
I realize.
I see that one of the players from the worst team in the league is available, I'm going to pick the Duck instead. I'm going to pick Frank Petrano.
Damn it. That was going to be my next one. Shit.
I mean,
slim pick. I love how you did that. That was very funny. That one got me. That was good.
Listen, four or five years
across that one off.
What was that?
Was that why your math wasn't mathing? Because you had that one crossed off by accident?
No, that my math wasn't mathing because my eyes were playing tricks on me because I think my meds are wearing off. That's all.
Okay.
And it's been a long day.
Like four years ago, 5 years ago. Oh, definitely. But now, definitely going with Frank Vajrano.
Fair enough. I didn't think that you were into that. That made me laugh. Tim, go ahead.
I'm going to dodge the bullet. I'm going to go for Trocheck. He's a playmaker, at least I will give him that. He's a playmaker. He might even have like more assists than anybody else on this list, to be completely honest. I'll take it.
And you know what's funny? I because this is my how mentally sometimes I am. I forgot to put Trocheck in the actual dropdown, so I'm just going to put him in manually because I just realized I forgot to put him in the dropdown completely. That is so a mental mistake on my part. You could tell how much of a Devils fan I am when that kind of shit happens. That was not on purpose, but it's very funny that that happened. I'm not going to lie.
We're already proud of you of the drop-down, so you get this one.
I'm just going to put that in manually.
Yeah, totally.
So, there you go. I was like, wait, I'm missing. Like, cause it's been such a good rhythm, too. Like, I've been doing really good about this. And also, the other ranger is missing. That's ironic.
Now, I would have been real proud of you with the drop-downs, Blake, if when you picked someone on off of the list, he would have been removed from the list too.
I know that would have been, trust me, that's one step. It's one extra step that would have been great. But unfortunately, I don't know how to do that. So see, Mandy was impressed because my actual spreadsheet for the show, my 2024 spreadsheet for the show, because I'm extremely organized. Sal knows this. I'm extremely organized. I did drop down menus this year because I'm running like three different shows now because I'm doing this and I'm doing Clerks Minute and I'm producing another show. So like just to keep myself organized, I have drop down menus for everything now. So Mandy's through my spreadsheet. So she was so proud, which is her spreadsheet. So, all right. I have to pick a goaltender because my defenseman's obvious. And so, who do I want to leave Mike with? That's what my question here is. So, I believe I am going to go with Jake Oettinger as my last goaltender. So, I only have one player left, and I'll do it on my last round. So, Sal, I believe, if I'm right, this is your last player?
Yes.
Okay, good.
You know what? I'm going to take one for the team.
Tom,
I'm going to give Mr. Tom Wilson a home over here.
Yes, just so that Tim doesn't have to take him. That's what... yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That is very funny.
And I'm glad that you will have someone who is occupying space on your team.
Yeah,
yes, he'll be a bench warmer. Yes.
Yeah, it's very funny that Tom Wilson is on here. So I don't even know why. As Tim said earlier, a zero clue with all the Washington Capitol players, the Tom Wilson. I know they have to have a player per team. I think this got brought up on the on Puck Soup, where it's like, how did this happen? Like, because like they
like you can't get any more average. And truly, I don't mean to knock the guy. I mean, because clearly he's still a better hockey player than I am. But like. I don't know.
There you go. All right. That sends us over to Mike. We got two spots left. We got math is not mathing, but it works anyway. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. How am I done? Like, I was the last one to go.
I don't know. It's weird.
How is Sal done? And I have the first pick. I have two left and he's
weird.
Done.
And so is and Tim also has only one spot left. That's weird. We'll figure it out. Let's go ahead.
You just skipped me. I get it. You know, I had too much power up top. I understand.
Let's you know see. What? Deb Placey called and she wanted us to screw you. So
that's what it was. I wasn't first. I was the first pick in the second round. I get it. Damn you, Deb. Anyway.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, no. You know,
I
can't
still have her phone number.
Sorry.
If you want.
I'm going to go with Tomas Hertl. I just can't bring myself to do it.
What's funny is I still
you
have
you guys can pick all the Rangers you want, but
yeah, I still have Deb's phone number, I think. So like so all right, Tim, last player.
I mean I don't have a choice.
We might as well say it officially though. I only have one player too, so I have to say my official last player too, so
I'm not on bad terms with the Flyers. Mm-hmm. I'll you know, that's fine. That's fine. I mean it's I'll we'll
I love
just
how
we'll
trying to convince himself.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince myself it's okay. I mean we'll put Travis on the roster. I don't know that he'll actually get ice time, but you know,
all star game plays no minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but everything evens out. So whatever. It worked out here.
He could be a supplemental defenseman. That's what we'll do with him.
Morgan Riley pulls a hammy because Connecty's coming out.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, all right. Obviously, my last pick is Roman Johnson from Buffalo. That is my last defenseman and my last player. Styles' team is complete and goes to Mike for the final pick officially. The Mr. Irrelevant of our draft. The Mr. Irrelevant of our draft.
Yes, I the first pick and the last pick. I of course select Alexander Gorgiev because I have to.
Because you have no choice.
No, but Sheesh. At least I stuck to my guns. No Flyers, no Caps.
This is very
You're welcome.
This is very, very true. So what I'm going to do...
And also, I have a lot of Canucks people on my team.
Well, there's also a lot of Canucks.
Which is not a bad thing this year.
No, just... but I did not plan for that.
Oh, you know what? I don't know how it happened. Somehow you put JT Miller in Sal's team. I picked JT Miller.
Oh, that's what happened. So
that's where the math happened.
Oh, that's where it happened.
Okay, so let's fix that problem. So how do we do this?
How do we do that fairly?
Okay, I'll propose a trade.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I will give you back your TJ Miller or JT Miller, whatever the fuck his name is, for Sidney Crosby. No, I know you're not going to go with Sidney Crosby. So I will give me that pathetic Arizona guy.
Pathetic Arizona guy, the college student.
You know what? I'll do it. That's fair.
Okay.
Fair enough. That makes sense now. Now
make it easy. I'm not going to be like, no. That was my one heart pick later on. No, fine. Ship them off.
There you go. That's all fixed now.
Thanks for screwing that whole thing up, Blake.
Hey, it should happen. That's not the worst. That is not the worst screw up I've ever done on the show. Trust me. Not the worst one.
I was just checking. I'm like, wait a second. I had a Canuck. Where'd he go?
And I appreciate that. Thanks. Thank you, Mike, for that. So what I was going to do was, to make it easier on everybody, I'm going to share my screen, and so I can screen cap and we can actually see the rosters in front of us real fast. And I'll do that, so we can see the rosters, make life easier. And then I can actually just screen cap this and show and put this up as the episode goes up, so everybody can see our teams. So,
this makes I'm reasonably happy with. I mean, even with Konechny, I'm still pretty happy with it. I
At least you don't have Tom Wilson. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Like,
you're
that's
welcome,
just, that,
people.
That's,
you're welcome.
That's just like dead weight. That's wow.
Listen, I need somebody to carry all the equipment into the arena, so that's his job.
Okay,
all right, that's solid.
I will stop.
I mean,
now. There you go.
You could have had like a Zamboni driver.
Why not? They put
you
would have
been in Toronto.
They play goaltender.
I don't like Zamboni drivers in Toronto. I think I know who my second goalie is.
Exactly.
The e-bug.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. All right. Well, I believe that is where we end it. This was fun. This was a lot of fun. We'll have to do this again. If they do a draft next year, we'll have to do this again. Because this was really a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, so.
It was a good time.
Yeah,
it was a good time. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yep. So, what's... hit our outro today, and I actually went with the brand new Darius record, which says that I'm having a good time to close out the show today.
Which we did.
Yeah, exactly. That worked out perfectly, but I even trying. That would worked out perfectly. So, Sal, take us away. Get us out of here.
Yeah. For more information on our show, including where you can find us on social media, or watch the show on YouTube, or attempt to make fun of us on TikTok, go to theblakeandsalshow.com. Please don't forget, comment, or leave a rating and review, and we will read it on the show.
Although, when we come back from our little mini break here, I do have a clip from a comment from YouTube that we can talk about when we come back. So, So Tim, get your plugs in one more time. Go ahead.
Randomchatter.com, folks. Guardians of the MCU... Force chatter, random chatter, and even shows that I'm not on. We've got DC Talk, we've got Enter the Dojo, we've got there's other shows out there with the network that I'm not on, and they would still appreciate you listening. Also, just quick observation that you guys missed the most obvious opportunity when you did your website, that it could have just been BS.com. I really?
That is fantastic.
How did you guys not do that?
I'm pretty sure that's taken.
It probably is. And I'm not going to look it up.
It is. It is not taken. I just checked it.
And it's been a decade. I did also buy this a decade ago, so that could be it too. So like,
your brain is not taken.
That URL is available, and it may actually be more appropriate for your show.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Mike, for doing this. This is a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, and an alternate BSM.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty sure that one's taken, though.
By the way,
I'm going to search on private mode.
What's funny is now on my phone, it does say, I put on my show, on our group chat for the show on my phone, it said BNSM, and I'm like, no, I can't put that. I put the parentheses. I'm like, I can't put that on my phone. Okay.
That's fantastic.
So BSM is taken, but it's a milling company.
What? What?
And I'm very thankful because I thought it was going to be something dirty.
BDSM,
but you know, same thing.
All right. Next week we're doing an archive show because I'm taking the week off for me and Mandy's anniversary. So a special archive show. I already put it together. It's a lot of fun. So you'll guys will enjoy it next week. We'll be back the week after to talk about catch up on things and get ready for the Stadium Series. Now we're super close. We're super close.
Can he please release the damn jersey already?
Ironically, when this drops, the jersey will be out by the time this drops. So that's pretty funny.
We'll see about that.
All right. That all being said, thank you all for listening. I'm Blake.
I'm Sal.
And you've been listening to the Blake and Sal Show without Mark. Have a good day, everybody.
Don't forget to watch your independent wrestling organization and be nice to each other and whatever else he says, goodbye.
You'll see ya.
Goodbye, mwah, and good night.
Bye-bye, bitch.